Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope y'all are having an absolutely fantastic day, as always, and hope you guys enjoyed the show yesterday, our Labor Day special. I had a lot of different articles and topics that we were covering and talking about on, and be sure if you guys need anything, check out the website at healthmasters.com with the last day of the potassium iodide being on sale as product of the week. So be sure to check that out at healthmasters.com. And, you know, we have been talking now the last couple weeks how we felt that there was going to start being this secondary push, this secondary, say, or fifth wave, I guess you could call it, of the COVID pandemic lie in order to try to force people into getting the shot. And I saw a video earlier, and it was actually quite disturbing, of Trudeau, the, you know, Canadian Manchurian candidate, PM, I guess you could call him, and blatantly gets on TV now and tells everybody that essentially if we don't have at least 85 to 90% of everyone get the new COVID booster from Pfizer, that the other provinces might start having to do lockdowns and restrictions that nobody wants. Pretty much it was a very, very clear veil threat that if everybody doesn't start getting the COVID injection, the new one, the fifth booster round, they're going to lock down Canada again. And they're going to shut down everything just like they did last time. Because remember, he got on TV, what was it, I think a year ago, a little over a year and a half ago, and talked about that, how they had secured contracts with Pfizer all the way up until 2024 for COVID boosters. Oh, yeah. They're pumping billions and billions of dollars into Pfizer every single year for the foreseeable future now. I mean, that's why I told everybody, they're not going to let this thing stop. This is why the COVID passports are still going on. They're still wanting people to show your papers in order to travel certain areas, especially in other parts of the world. And they're going to roll out the digital COVID passport next. That will be the next phase. And they're going to keep telling everybody the reason why we keep seeing all these deaths and all these hospitalizations and all these problems, it's not going to be because of the COVID side effects from the injection. It's going to be because of not enough people are getting the shot. Remember the lie they told us over and over and over again, and Biden screamed it at everybody on television, told everybody it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The only reason people were getting sick and catching it was because people weren't getting their shots. And the people that were getting their shots and still getting sick were only getting it from unvaccinated people. Oh, yeah, you all remember all that rhetoric. So, again, keep getting the truth out there. Keep standing up for righteousness and peace and truth, because what they're going to keep doing now, obviously they've shown us, is going to be far more than I think anybody has been able to comprehend, even over the last couple of years. As we've seen now with what Biden did with that speech the other day, now we're seeing, I saw this article yesterday that basically was brought up by Steve Kirsch, and he was going into detail how Israel actually had a Skype meeting that with all the top health departments in Israel, and they were going over in detail, this is back in June, that basically they knew there was some significant problems with the shot. They waited 6 months to even start doing any type of safety testing as far as looking into safety data on it, and blatantly said that, you know, this is something that we're going to have to figure out now. And even in the Skype video, they blatantly say right here when they were going into it, they say in the 80-minute recording, one of the researchers says, and I quote, "We have to think medical legal now, and we have to present our findings in order to avoid lawsuits and how to prevent them." Meaning we've got to twist and manipulate the data so we don't start having massive lawsuits from everybody dropping dead from the shot. Because remember, Israel's got like one of the top compliances when it comes to the shot. And it's not stopping. People are getting sicker and sicker and sicker left and right, but yet nobody wants to discuss it. Nobody wants to question it. And now I saw another article earlier talking about some of the top young Canadian doctors were dying at a rate 12 times normal after their second booster shot. It shows that over 50 doctors that were young were being killed after the second booster shot, which is unbelievably abnormal for anybody in that profession to be dying that fast. And this happens over and over and over all across the globe, yet we're not seeing anything change other than people continuing to comply. This cannot continue to go on in a constitutional republic. And I mean that sincerely, guys. This will completely and totally stop this republic from ceasing to exist. There will be nothing left of this country if people don't actually start standing up and start questioning it and start bringing up the truth. You know, Sat, Dad was telling me yesterday, one of the people he had known for decades and decades and decades since he was younger. He was sending this lady a bunch of stuff and articles on basically what was going on with the COVID shot and what it was doing. And she blatantly told him that you need to be turned in for spreading misinformation. Misinformation. With the reports from the VAERS, the own CDC VAERS reporting, hey, this is what's going on with the shot. These are the people. These are the side effects they're getting. These are the children that are getting unbelievably sick. Oh, that's misinformation. This is what happens in tyranny, and this is what happens when the American population knows no bounds of stupidity. I really thought there was a limit on the stupidity in the United States. I really did. Dad and I talked about this yesterday. I thought there would be a limit to some extent, but I guess when you have so much mind control, so many lies, and so much propaganda on television, and so much normalcy bias now, that people have literally reached a point where it does not matter if you hand them 30 articles and put them on the table in front of them, proving all of your results through clinical research studies, they will ignore it and still continue to believe the lie because that is what they've been told. And I guess it goes right back to what Joseph Goebbels said in Germany. If you make the lie big enough and you say the lie long enough, eventually everybody will believe the lie. And we've reached that point now, but we cannot allow that to deter us or prevent us from still continuing to get the truth out there, especially for those that still want to learn and want to know what's really going on, Deb. What do you think?
Yeah, it's an interesting story because that was a teacher I had in elementary school, and I kept in touch with her literally for, you know, over 50 years, close to 60 years, actually. It's 55 years, and she'd read my books, you know, that I'd written over the years, and we'd send her, you know, cookbooks, and, you know, and I was her friend. I mean, I thought I was her friend, and then suddenly I sent her some information, you know, on the COVID shot, and she already had her shots and all her boosters, and she's almost 80 years old now. And all of a sudden I get this unbelievable scathing email back that I needed to be turned in to basically authorities for spreading disinformation. And my response was just very succinct. Sorry you don't agree with me. Sorry you're mad. Don't worry. I won't contact you again. Boom, done. You know, 55-year-old, you know, friendship just gone. And I thought to myself, wow, how the heck does that just happen? I mean, you know, guys, the older you get, you start to realize you ain't got that many 55-year-old friends. Just thought I'd mention that for as far as long-term friendships. And but I couldn't believe it. But then I found out, you know, after talking to her for the last few years, you know, at Christmas I'd give her a call, say hi, that basically she was a real hardcore liberal, didn't believe in Jesus anymore. I mean, just completely lost her way. And she believed the lie of the COVID. And this happens all the time. You see it all the time when people start reading the mainstream media, watching the mainstream TV, listening to mainstream radio, and they're watching and looking at, you know, commercials. You're looking at all the billboards, and eventually the onslaught to the psyche is just overwhelming, and they start believing the lie. And so that's what Jesus said. You know, light is coming to the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. And we can't allow ourselves to go there. I mean, we've got to put on the full armor of God, and we've got to stand. And no matter what else happens, we've got to stand. We've got to stand our ground. I've had so many of you want to contact me over the years, and I'm going to try something here, see if it works. And please don't send me weird stuff, and please don't send me, you know, bad letters and that kind of stuff. But I'm going to give you an email address. I set up a Yahoo email account today, and I just want to give you the address. And if you've got any health issues or concerns about the economy or concerns about what's going on in the world or just, you know, want to just wish me well or wish Austin well or whatever, I'm going to give you an email address. It's going to be Ask Dr. Ted B. That's in Brewer, but just B. Ask Dr. Ted B. at yahoo.com. I'll repeat that. Ask Dr. Ted B. at yahoo.com. So it'd be Ask Dr. Ted Bravo is the acronym there for at yahoo.com. And so just give me your concerns. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about the show. Now, listen, I know I'm going to get to lose with this. I know I'm going to get unbelievable amounts of email. I got that, okay? That's okay. I don't mind. I'll go through them as quickly as I possibly can. But if I don't get back to you, okay, just don't get mad at me, please, because, you know, I've got some extra time now in the afternoons that I felt I could do this and just try to reach out to you guys a bit more, try to help you. But just, you know, don't get mad at me if you don't hear right back from me or if you don't hear back from me at all and you're just trying to send me an update or information links, because there's so many people that listen to the show. I know what's fixing to happen. So just be kind, okay? Now, also, I want to talk to you guys for a second here, then I'm going to talk to you about some other stuff. I want to talk to you about aspartame. I wrote an article on aspartame. It's called Aspartame, A Chronicle of Crime. It's at the Health Master's website. And in this article, I actually go into detail on how aspartame was approved, why it was approved, who approved it, what the scientists were that approved it. And I talk about the unbelievable charades and the obfuscation that were done to get this product approved. I'm going to post it on the Health Masters news site. I wrote this article many years ago. Gosh, I've got it listed right now. It was 2012 when I did an update on it. But the original article was written probably in 93 or 94, almost 30 years ago, because I was fighting this thing as long as I could. When I spoke to that million people at live seminars, and I did all those thousands and thousands of talk shows as a guest, aspartame was listed as one of my top 10 foods never to eat. First was pork, then was shellfish, then was margarine. Number four was aspartame. And I call those four the Kevorkian four, for you guys who remember Dr. Kevorkian, the suicide doctor back in the 80s and the 90s, who killed so many people through assisted suicide, because these four were so bad, they massively increased death rates. But aspartame has its own special set of problems, and I'm going to talk about that just for 1 second. And one of those problems that you run into with aspartame is fibromyalgia. And now, listen to me for a second, friends. This is really important information today, because what ends up happening is if you get diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which is a disorder that compromises basically a density of symptoms that can contain but are not limited to joint and muscle pain, joint and fatigue, and it's just absolutely distressing. It does not matter how much relaxation and sleep you acquire. You still stay tired all the time, and up to about 4% of the population is affected by fibromyalgia. And although maximum sufferers are female, there's also cases of men who have this. Now, what aspartame does, it actually causes fibromyalgia in many cases of many studies. Other side of aspartame, this is diet sodas, guys. And by the way, don't think you can use Splenda and get away with this. It's a chlorocarbon, and as far as I'm concerned, it's as equally as bad as aspartame, and it causes kidney calcification. You got to stay away from diet sodas. You got to use stevia. You got to use honey. Heck, you can use it. I'd rather have you use just a regular soda if you're stuck on sodas, but those are unbelievably bad because they can cause fatty liver disease because of high fructose corn syrup. But don't ever – how about we just all drink distilled water or reverse osmosis water, half your body weight in fluid ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, 100 ounces of water every day. But side effects of aspartame include anxiety, candida, attention deficit disorder, obesity, headaches, hyperactivity, tooth decay, diabetes, brain lesions, brain cancer. These are the Galil-type cancers that are unbelievably bad that will kill you quick. Mood alterations, depression, fibromyalgia, arthritis, asthma, bloating, edema, brain cancer, chronic fatigue, chronic cough, confusion, diarrhea, constipation, dizziness, flushing, heart palpitations, hair loss, hives, hypertension, impotency, insomnia, irritability, itching, joint pains, brain fog, memory loss, muscle spasm, and weight gain. And what they do when you come in and you get diagnosed with fibromyalgia, they don't know what to do. Because most doctors don't realize that you're drinking aspartame. They don't ask you to fill out a food chart as far as what you're putting into your body, because they're not trained as a naturopath. They're trained as a medical doctor. They don't look at the nutrition part of it. They look at how to treat the disease with drugs. That's how they're trained. So what ends up happening is, rather than taking a look at the fact that you're drinking a neurotoxin that contains methyl alcohol, which is basically paint thinner, which is a neurological poison that cannot be made non-toxic, non-poisonous, 10% of aspartame is paint thinner, what it is, they don't think about that. So they give you all kinds of medications, including painkillers. And these painkillers many times are, you know, addictive. So then what happens? Now you're on an addictive painkiller, but you're still drinking the aspartame, drinking the diet sodas. You're still being diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And pretty soon you don't know what to do. And it creates a cycle. And it's very, very frustrating to people that have been in this cycle. And then suddenly you have problems with constipation because of the painkillers are causing you to be constipated. Then you start gaining weight. It just goes on and on and on. And this is what medicine always does. When you go into the drug portion of the medicine that we always try to avoid with the medical model. Now, I'm not saying that it's not important if you break an arm or you have an emergency surgery or whatever, that you can go in and get things fixed. I understand that. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the chronic, long-term use of different types of medications to correct conditions and symptoms, which would be corrected through dietary changes or lifestyle choices. Just thought I'd mention that. And what ends up happening is you get into that cascade, and suddenly they're giving you one drug, two drugs, three drugs, four drugs, five drugs. I've seen up to 25 drugs, and the person doesn't know what to do. They're frustrated because they're having all of these horrible side effects from all of these drugs, and these drugs were never tested together. They were never tested together. You know, when you have 25 drugs, if you look at how the exponential cause of different types of reactions from all those different drugs, they weren't tested that way. But the doctor never goes back and takes a look at what happened from a nutritional standpoint. He never takes a look and figures out, what are you eating? That's why I tell you, don't eat pork, don't eat shellfish, don't eat margarine, hydrogenated oils, don't drink or touch anything with aspartame or Splenda in it. Stay away from sugar, you know, and high fructose corn syrup. You know, you stay away from all of the chemicals, from the fluorine and the chlorine. Stay away from coffee. Use the Purple Sticks instead. Stay away from alcohol. It's all very, very, very important to stay away from soy products. There aren't that many things you've got to avoid. There really aren't. I mean, you can have beef if you want to have it and make sure it's lean and make sure it's, you know, pretty much hormone free, or chicken. You can have all types of different types of vegetables. That's fine. Just, you know, cook them in butter or olive oil and just, you know, think about what you're doing. You can have, you know, wild fish. It's pretty much as you want. There's all kinds of natural things you can do. In fact, we got a great cookbook at the office if you guys want to order that. But the reality is this. Learn how to control your diet, learn how to control your behavioral patterns, and learn how to stay healthy. That's so important, guys, because what they do is they get you on this medical model roller coaster, and you're up and down, up and down, up and down. Oh, you got this problem. Well, let me give you another drug. Well, let's not try to figure out what caused the drug. Let me tell you this way. If you've got a headache, you don't have a deficiency of aspirin or Tylenol. Just thought I'd mention that. Aspirin can cause bleeding. It can cause your retina to detach. It's called wet macular degeneration. The Tylenol is the number one aspirin. You know, Tylenol is the number one cause of liver failure, the United States, of liver transplants. All of these things happen over and over and over again, but nobody wants to look back at the raw causes of what caused these conditions. So that's what I'm trying to tell you guys today. It's so important that you eat clean to be healthy. And now they're saying, well, you shouldn't eat clean. That's a misnomer, blah, blah, blah. It's not a misnomer. Just eat clean or eat kosher or just don't. If you can't pronounce it on the label and it's not a vitamin supplement inside the product, you just don't need to eat it. You just need to stay away from it. My list of foods I avoid at all costs are canola oil and soy. I just don't put them in my body, you know. And then, of course, I avoid that top 10 list that I just gave you. But, guys, listen to me. It's so important that you're preventive in your health care. Yeah, I mean, I'm 66 years old, about to turn 67. And the other day I went to the gym and did, you know, eight curls with 100 pounds. I take, and I'm not bragging on myself. It's by the grace of God that I've ever done anything with my life. And I try to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I prayed that for you guys this morning too. But I don't take any prescription drugs. I very rarely take anything, even an aspirin. I mean, I just don't take stuff like that. It's just so very infrequently that I do that because I realize the importance of eating clean and staying off of the prescription Rockefeller Rothschild Medical Complex with their use of pharmakia. Look what they've done with the opiates. Look what Sackler did. We've talked about this so many times on the show. We have 65 million people now that are addicted to opiates in the United States. 65 million that are using drugs that basically are masking all kinds of symptoms, because if you got a headache, you don't have an aspirin or Tylenol deficiency. You don't have that. There's something else going on. Heck, you could have a bad blood sugar problem. You could have hypoglycemia. You could have coming down with diabetes. Heck, you could have had a brain injury. You could have all kinds of things, but you're taking aspirin or Tylenol to mask those symptoms. You know, if you get an aspartame, you know, reaction and you end up with fibromyalgia, you don't have a drug deficiency as far as a painkiller. What you have is the fact that you've damaged your body because you've put paint thinner through it. And God, you can't put paint thinner through your body like that. It's not healthy. I mean, methanol is a neurological poison that cannot be made non-poisonous. And when you leave aspartame or diet sodas in the heat of like 85 degrees for more than a few days, they end up basically breaking down to its constituent components. There's no aspartame left in the doggone compound. It's just phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and paint thinner. So don't drink this stuff. And I know I don't talk about this very often, but I talked about it for years and years and years. Gosh, I spoke to a million people at live seminars and many, many hundreds of millions of more, you know, throughout the world on radio and TV. So stay with me on this, guys, and realize that your health is your most important asset. And if you basically lose your health, I promise you this, you will give every single penny you own to get your health back. And sometimes it's too late. You can't get it back if you cause too much damage. I had another friend of mine. He had a kid, and the kid just hammered diet sodas, and threw sausage into it with all that kind of stuff like this, bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni. And when you do that, you create what's called a diketiopeperazine, and it doesn't matter whether you want to create it or not. It's a chemical reaction in the body. You mix sodium nitrite with aspartame, you create what's called a diketiopeperazine. That degrades the form of nitrous urea. And nitrous urea is the most effective agent known to man, as far as I know, to produce malignant brain tumors in laboratory animals. So you ought to have a diet soda and a pepperoni pizza. You just created nitrous ureas. And if you do this on an ongoing basis, you can come back and you look at it and you go, oh, my gosh, I've got brain cancer. And I've seen it over and over again. And the aspartic acid component of the aspartame actually eats holes in your brain. It Swiss cheeses your brain. But people sit there, and I knew a pastor one time, a friend of mine. And gosh, he would drink like 1 or 2 liters of diet sodas a day. And as he aged, he started having all these progressive health problems, started having all these memory problems. And it was sad. And it didn't matter. I'd be sending the article that I had written on this, you know, many years ago. But he was so addicted to it, because methanol is addictive, if you want to believe that. It's crazy, but it is. And it's like, that's why these winos go out. They start drinking paint thinner because they're so desperate for alcohol. And they end up going blind because aspartate also causes optic nerve degradation. I had another friend of mine, good friend, love the guy. He's like a brother to me. I've known him since college, probably 45 years. And you guys, if you know me, you'll know real quick. I have all these friends that I know forever. And this guy basically was a diet soda junkie. He was a mechanic on cars. And I pleaded with him and pleaded with him and pleaded with him and pleaded with him. And he would not stop drinking them. He was so addicted to them. And of course, he had become obese because of the diet sodas and his dietary habits. And pretty soon he started having eye problems. Pretty soon he went to the doctor and he was like blind in one eye. And he had optic nerve degradation from this product, in my opinion. And see, we see this over and over and over again, you know, and this is like square one. This is like 1 + 1 = 2 on the show. So this is like kindergarten stuff I'm talking to you guys about now. But I got so many new listeners that you guys haven't heard this before. And so I'm going back to A plus B plus C plus D or 1 + 1 = 2 right now on this show today, because this is so important. I've seen so many side effects. And then the person ends up being this product of the industrial medical complex, and they don't want to be there. And then they don't know what to do as far as how to turn it back around. And, you know, and I love you guys. You guys are like, you're family to me. The outpouring that you showed my wife a few weeks ago with all those flowers you sent and the way you support Health Masters, support this show, you know, I just want to be able to give back to you guys. You guys are absolutely awesome. And I really appreciate you, too. And it was my pleasure and my responsibility now to pray for you guys again this morning. But please just continue to keep us in your prayers, and I thank you for the continued support of Health Masters. And I'll come back with a news story in just a minute. But I want to bring this to you and like leave it as an individual segment just to focus you on the fact that you need to be drinking purified water without chlorine, without fluoride. And if you're going to drink well water, okay, which is a good alternative, but remember, it's contaminated also in almost every area in the country. Make sure you use a reverse osmosis filter. Get one of our distillers at our office to drink that. Very, very important to get all the pesticides and the chemicals and the fertilizers back out of your water, because they have also horrible, horrible types of side effects. But I want to do a little health segment today. Austin, what do you think about it, and what's your next story?
Well, well said. And just to add on that as well, because, you know, that is always the lie that goes along with diet sodas, especially the ones with aspartame in them. And, I mean, we have the whole article, I mean, probably a dozen different articles on the website that you can go on. I mean, we've written on in detail. And one of the main ones that I've always given people that have been having issues with weight gain, they're still trying to get their weight under control, but they're still drinking diet sodas and can't figure it out. It's a research study from April 2009. It was titled Diet Soda Intake and the Risk of Incident Metabolic Syndrome and Type 2 Diabetes. And what's interesting about this was in the study, they said, ironically, you know, these non-calorie sweeteners are marketed as diets. So there's no zero calories, so to speak, in them. There's no carbohydrates in them. So people constantly have this misconstrued idea that it's not going to have any effect. But the 2009 study investigated the relationship between diet soda consumption and risk of type 2 diabetes. And the researchers found that even though the soda was diet and had no sugar, daily use of diet soda resulted in a 67% greater relative risk of type 2 diabetes. And it also increased the risk of obesity. So that's what's interesting about this. And the sad part about this is it again was another lie from the, you know, the food establishment with the FDA. This is all they constantly do is lie to you, and they promote products. And then you start looking at what goes on with high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup massively triggers ghrelin in the body. Ghrelin makes you ravenously hungry. It's what your body starts to produce with cortisol when you wake up in the morning. You wake up and you're like, man, I'm really hungry. I'm ready to eat. That's ghrelin. High fructose corn syrup triggers your body to produce more ghrelin. That's why if you look, almost everything on the market that's not fairly clean has high fructose corn syrup. Bread, ice cream, pastas. I mean, you find it's like in everything, in sodas, all regular sodas, high fructose corn syrup. And high fructose corn syrup has been one of the number one link ingredients to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's unbelievably bad on the liver. And this is what starts to happen and why people start becoming so obese with high fructose corn syrup. So the best option is to stay away from all that. Some of the cleanest options you can do are, say, monk fruit. Monk fruit's a very, very clean, viable option for a natural sweetener that's not going to produce a ton of carbohydrates. Also, stevia is another one. If people don't like that, sometimes stevia has an aftertaste. Some people say, I don't ever notice it, but some people do. The monk fruit is definitely another viable option. You can get it in like almost like a brown sugar form where it's like a one-to-one. We have that here on the website from Lakanto. It's a great product. You can bake with it, you can cook with it, and you got to dial in it a little bit different more than sugar. But at the end of the day, it's much, much healthier for you. It doesn't spike blood sugar. It does like, you know, high fructose corn syrup does, and it doesn't have all the negative side effects on the body like sucralose and aspartame. Because remember, sucralose as well, that's the other one that I was talking about. That's Splenda. That is a chlorocarbon. That has chlorine atoms attached to a sugar molecule, and when they hit hydrochloric acid in your stomach, they break off and it releases chlorine atoms into your digestive gut. And there has been literally dozens and dozens of research studies that have gone into detail on what it does in killing the diversity of gut microbe in the body. I mean, it is horrible with sucralose. So please be sure to do your own research on a lot of this stuff and understand that what you put in your body has an effect. And you're not always going to put the cleanest, healthiest stuff all the time in it. But if you know and you have the option, make the choice to make it a little bit better, because right now it's all up to us right now to put out as much truth as we can, and it's also up to us to stay as strong as we can for everybody, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, we get stuff going. People rely on us. People need us for stuff, and it's if it is be, it's up to us, and sometimes we got to step up the game and tighten up on certain things and make sure we do the best we possibly can to stay as strong and as healthy as we can for everybody else around us. Just my personal opinion on that. Also, too, in other news, the Green Agenda apparently knows no bounds in lunacy now. They're now coming out with a couple representatives at the Sierra Club that are now asking the Environmental Protection Agency to ban all use of natural gas in the country now. They're saying that the natural gas that is used is increasing carbon dioxide and it needs to be classified as a new stationary source of air pollutants and placed in the same regulatory regime as power plants and factories. They're going on to say here that anything from basically hot water heaters to washing machines to gas stoves and gas fireplaces and barbecue grills need to be banned eventually by the EPA in order to make sure America stays green. Now, the absolute stupidity about this is natural gas is actually extremely clean to burn. Same thing with propane. It's actually one of the cleanest things you can burn. Both of them are very, very clean. This shows you right here the prime example of how these groups that are pushing the green agenda, it has nothing to do at all about the environment. They want everybody to be on electricity. The electricity system is a monopoly. TECO, I just got notified, our electric company that we have here in Central Florida, I just got notified from them the other day that they basically are having another price increase once again to everybody that uses TECO Electric. And here's the funny part. They just had a 10% price increase like 3 months ago. I mean, everything bumped up. And here's what they wrote in this letter. And this is the paper they sent me the other day. They go on to say here, as part of Tampa Electric's base rate settlement agreement, the company may adjust bills if interest rates reach certain levels. While rising interest rates are occurring, Tampa Electric must pay more to borrow money, and those costs are shared by all customers. For the average residential customer who uses 1,000 kilowatts per hour, here's the price increases and how the bills will continue to go up. And it shows you the changes that are going to be approved for September 2022. And I thought to myself, it's so funny because, you know, I mean, electric companies, they're complete total monopoly. They own a certain area. That's their area. You cannot get electric from anybody else. And then in most states, if you decide you want to go completely off the grid, you'll have the government come out there and fine you and tell you you're not allowed to go off the grid. You have to have a power meter if you have a resident. Oh, yeah. I've seen numerous fights like that down here in Central Florida. No, you can't do that. You can't live off the grid with a solar panel. You can't live off the grid basically on your own. You have to have a power grid if you're on your property here. This is what they do. It's a monopoly. They force you to get that electric from that company, and then the company continues to raise it up and up and up and up and up. Guys, what do you think is going to happen when they start banning propane and banning natural gas and telling everybody everything has to be converted to full electric and everybody has to have electric cars. Do you think Tyco and these other companies are suddenly going to come in and say, you guys have been such good green peasants. You guys have done such a good job being little green peasants. I'm so proud of you. You know what? Because y'all are such good green peasants, we're going to start lowering everybody's electric bill now because you guys have done such a good job. Wrong. Absolutely not. It's going to be the complete opposite. The electric increase, the usage is going to go up so high and so astronomically across the board. The amount of expansion and increase from these companies is going to have to go up so high. You're going to see normal bills that are normally, you know, $300-$400 a month right now during the summer in Florida. You're going to start seeing them reach $700-$900-$1,000 a month for just a normal basic house. You mark my words on it. That will happen. And that's exactly what they want to have happen so they can control the narrative and then say, listen, you just need to put your AC on 85. It's okay to sweat. You need to make sure you only take cold showers. And by all means, only charge your car once a week. If you have to drive it more than that, well, you're just going to have to pay the extra fee, bud. As soon as you go over 1,000 kilowatts an hour, you know, you're going to have to pay that extra $500 fee just to charge your car. So it's probably best you just don't drive anywhere and be a good peasant. That's exactly where they're going with this. It has nothing to do with green, nothing to do with being sustainable, and everything to do with mass control of the population, and that is the overall goal. That's why we have to continue to speak up about this stuff and not comply with it like they're continually wanting everybody to do. Also, too, in other news, as the hardcore leftists constantly tell the American law-abiding patriot community that don't commit any crimes with firearms, we all need to be fully disarmed because it's for our safety and protection. You had some of the most violent mass shootings in Democratic-run cities during Labor Day alone. 15 people just between Philadelphia, Cleveland, Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Charleston. 15 people killed on Labor Day, according to the Gun Violence Archive, and many, many more wounded. And that doesn't even start factoring in Chicago. That's a whole nother – that Chicago's on a world of its own. That's basically the United States Afghanistan now. And this is what makes it so crazy to me is when I constantly hear people put out this rhetoric stating nobody needs to own a firearm and good guys with guns don't stop bad guys with guns. It's again a lie. Just like aspartame was a lie, just like high fructose corn syrup was a lie, just like the COVID pandemic and you needing to get the shot to be protected was a lie, it is all lies. And once you get used to the fact that you're being lied to on a regular basis, you can then start establishing and researching and finding the truth. But only till you can establish the being lied to and that these are lies, it's very difficult to establish the truth. And that is why they're pumping out and saying things like misinformation. Anything you say is misinformation. If it doesn't go along with the narrative, it's misinformation. Like Doug and I talked about it on Friday on the Hagman Report with DHS's new, you know, thing, their new platform they're building with the, you know, disinformation platform going in and telling everybody, well, DHS is determining what misinformation is and disinformation, and if we see any of that, we're going to call it for what it is and we're going to block it. But what's DHS? What's misinformation? Oh, well, misinformation is anything that we don't agree with and we don't like. So basically, you're just telling everybody if we don't go along with what you tell us, we're disinformation individuals and we have to be blocked and banned. Yeah, pretty much that's where it's going with this. That's exactly what they're going with this. And that is why it is so unbelievably important that everybody continue to push the truth out there as much as they possibly can. Also, too, in other news, I saw this earlier. This is something that's starting to get very much out of control. I saw this over in China earlier now, and this is what they're starting to do. They're doing more lockdowns over there, more restrictions. Apparently, they're locking down another district for another like 1 to 2 months until they can get their COVID zero. It goes back to exactly what I talked about earlier, is that they are going to continue to push this narrative over and over and over again as much as they can. That is why it is so important to understand what they're actually doing and how we can actually call it out for what it truly is. So continue, my friends, for what's happening right now, because what we're seeing with the media and the social media platforms and all the disinformation they're constantly putting and how they're putting up certain companies like Amazon at the forefront to take over everything. I was reading an article yesterday, and they said during COVID, Amazon was averaging one new warehouse every single day. they were at that big of a rate. Now, they said apparently they've shut down and they've stopped production of like 60 warehouses across the country in certain areas that aren't as big and as popular, but they're still growing warehouses like they're breeding rabbits. They're going up everywhere, all over the country. I told you guys here in Central Florida, all of a sudden they built a huge Amazon warehouse right at the Lakeland Airport. Then all of a sudden they got approved for another one right down the road over in Lakeland off 33. Then they got one approved in Auburndale, which we didn't even get a say on. Then they put up another one right down the road before 27. Dude, you're talking about four massive Amazon warehouses in like a 25-mile gap radius. I mean, where is nobody else realizing what's happening here? And that's why you're seeing all these ads now and all these people that are constantly coming out saying, well, Amazon's the best place to get it because it's the cheapest price. We're not even going to talk about the fact of other small companies and other businesses. That's why I've encouraged you again. Please, if you're going to buy something, if you're on Amazon, please look at the company and buy it direct from them. Cut out the middleman with Amazon and stop giving them their fees and stop giving them their cut of money because it's making them grow and they're not doing anything beneficial for the community at all. They go, well, they brought in another 300 jobs to an area. There's no significant job structure they're bringing here. They work everybody like dogs for minimum pay, and then they turn around and lay people off as soon as they get tired of them and they're done using them. They don't care about people. They don't care about bringing jobs in. There's no sustainability to Amazon. It's about making a global retail monopoly that nobody else is going to be able to compete with. So, again, thank you for supporting local customers like Health Masters or your other local customers. If you guys need anything, as I continue to say, please be sure to check out the website. We're here to help you out with the highest quality supplements we can possibly produce. What do you think, Ed?
Phenomenal. You're just an amazing speaker, bud. I just really enjoyed that segment. Amazon, they don't bring jobs to the area. They take jobs from the area. They destroy small businesses, period. You know, they're basically a highly technologically advanced distribution center that destroys small businesses. We thought Walmart would come in and destroy small town America, which they did. This is designed to destroy the United States of America as far as all small companies. That's what they did. That's what they're doing. And don't get me wrong, I know it's convenient because you can price shop and look at things. But the reality is, guys, when you do that and you support these guys and you buy exclusively from these guys, all you're doing is putting a nail in your own coffin. You know, you're basically destroying the country one nail at a time as we continue to lose all of the small businesses. Because remember, you may have a small hardware store or small this or small that, and you may have 50 businesses in town that employ, you know, 500 people. Well, when Amazon comes in, they put a warehouse in, they employ 200 people. Well, 300 people just lost their jobs. Boom, just like that. And so it's not good for anybody to have this giant global monopoly running everything because State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock own Amazon, period. Go look it up. And so this is the same group that runs everything, the same group of Kabbalists, Luciferian bankers who do it all. Now, there's a really good article here. It's from the administrator at the Burning Platform. And it says, say nothing phase of this fourth turning. Now, I'm going to go ahead and talk about this for a second, and I'm going to go into detail. I'm going to read part of this. I can't read it all. It's too long. But I'm going to include my portion of what I think is involved as far as what they're leaving out. So this is not a direct quote. So read it through yourself if you want to hear the direct quote, but I'm going to add stuff as I read. It has become clear to me since the installation of the dementia patient Biden as the illegitimate figurehead presented by his globalist deep state Kabbalist Luciferian candlers, their agenda is to tear down our modern civilization and replace it with the worshiping of Satan and have a complete and total totalitarian techno-gulag where you will be electronically monitored, disarmed, own nothing, be judged by social credit score, live in fear, and be happy or you will die. In other words, you will be happy and you will own nothing or you will die or you will be locked up in a gulag. He goes on to say, I've been pondering in which direction this fourth turning will flow while observing the words and actions of our pedophile president and the other World Economic Forum puppets like Trudeau, Macron, and a myriad of other European Union lackeys. I understand all fourth turnings reach their climax after immense bloodshed, climactic battles, which could give and gone either way, in some cases saw citizens slaughtering fellow citizens, but I've tried to avoid thinking about the reality of what's likely to happen over the next 5 to 10 years. I add to the next 20 years as they continue to destroy the United States, which that destruction was started with Abraham Lincoln, with our Civil War, in which these international banking cartels funded both sides of the war to try to destroy the United States to make it easier to control and then had one of their agents, John Wilkes Booth, kill Abraham Lincoln when he refused to put in a central bank, which is the only thing he did right, and by the way, should have never started that Civil War. And this is the group right now that runs the planet. So we've got to look back at all of this stuff, this vitriolic discord and purposeful fracturing of our shared societal values, which have bound this nation since its inception, has situated the country in the 1860 moment, a veritable powder keg. This is a Civil War moment with a lit fuse, and the country has been gravely splintered for at least the last two decades. All of this stuff is happening now, including underneath Donald Trump, Clinton, Obama, DOJ, CIA, FBI, Congress, Judiciary, legacy media, social media titans as co-conspirator, and who have now devolved into an Orwellian police state with the Constitution trashed and government tyranny reaching unthinkable heights. The third world totalitarian tactics being used by Biden's handlers to destroy the opposition party and its leader is being cheered on by the communist left, Kabbalist Luciferian left, the satanic left, and their media mouthpieces. Biden's diabolically dark, hateful speech with satanic blood-red communist background on the sacred ground where our four of the founding fathers declared our independence from a tyrannical despot appeared to be the spark which ignite real violence in the coming years. This article goes on to say, the simmering hatred between the left and the right has been rising towards a boiling point since the 2016 election, and everything Biden and his Obama handlers have done since his installation as president in the rigged 2020 election has been designed to sow discord, create chaos, and tear apart the fabric of our country. When you control the levers of power and the propaganda machine, which is the CIA-controlled Operation Mockingbird, mainstream media, and large portions of the alt media, probably 90% of alt media is also a propaganda machine. This basically, you can literally flaunt the laws of the land and persecute those who disagree or fail to comply with your dictates. Elevating a protest by a few goofballs who were alerted to a Capitol by the undercover FBI plants, and I'm not going to say these people were all goofballs. Some of them were actually patriots who were dragged into the situation unknowingly because they thought they were following the great president who put in more CFR members, Council on Foreign Relations members, than any other president, and also included more Goldman Sachs people into his administration than any other president after he was basically paid for and bought by Wilbur Ross in 1988, approximately, by Rothschild Inc. as they bailed him out of bankruptcy. And then, of course, he was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein, so many people, including Ghislaine Maxwell, so they had Donald Trump on tape. This article goes on to say, now I'm adding a lot to this. With the approach of the November elections, COVID fear being replaced by vax injury outrage, inflation raging at actual 17%, the way it was measured in 1980, the recession in progress, layoffs beginning to ramp up, stock market falling and having all types of irregular behavioral movements on the stock market, Russian sanctions, which are only hurting the American and European working class, and Biden's approval rating at 38%, which I don't believe is that high. I think it's probably closer to 10%. Even the doggone liberal Democrats, the ones that aren't weirdos that are trannies running around, you know, trying to screw little children, they're even saying that they don't want this guy in office because he's basically senile. But the weirdos, the weirdos who like to have sex with children, they all love the guy. The globalist deep state invisible government has decided it's time for some civil chaos to further the New World Agenda. It all began with pitting those who choose to let their immune systems do their jobs and or using safe, cheap, effective treatments like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, quercetin, vitamin D, very important, vitamin C, against Fauci and Biden and their big pharma, Rockefeller, Rothschild banking cartels controlled by State Street, BlackRock, and bloodline families. These big pharma benefactors forcing an untested, dangerous experimental gene therapy onto the bodies of every human on the planet. They lied about its effectiveness, spike protein remaining confined in arms, safety, immunity, power, and length of efficacy, and they continue to destroy immune systems by taking additional boosters, which cause massive problems, including blood clots, cerebral hemorrhaging, and basically, you know, aortic dissection, and the list goes on, and now they're forcing it upon the young children to destroy their fertility because they want to reduce the population of our planet and destroy our patriotism that we have and would have once had as a nation. They colluded because they own and control Twitter, Facebook, and Google to censor and suppress the truth about vaccines, doctors with contrary opinions, and the safe, effective alternatives. These cabalists have done everything to enrich Big Pharma, who's paid off politicians, doctors, hospitals, and a plethora of people willing to sell their souls and sacrifice their lives for their dollar. when Biden and his handlers decided to scapegoat and vilify those who chose not to become guinea pigs in the unwarranted vaccine war against a relatively non-lethal flu unless you were over the age of 60 and or extremely obese and or had comorbidities, and they knew this national vaccine mandate was unconstitutional and unenforceable, those with critical thinking skills could see the budding totalitarianism from Biden along with the other World Economic Forum acolytes like Trudeau, Macron, and Boris Johnson. Biden's willingness to have people fired, ostracized, and destroyed for exercising bodily autonomy regarding a vaccine that didn't prevent you from getting it, spreading it, or being hospital or dying was a flash warning light of what was going to happen in the last month. The lockdown's destructions of small businesses, which remember Donald Trump started, don't let him off the hook. He is Operation Warp Speed. I am the father of the vaccines. It's all because of me. He's taken full credit, and he refuses to denounce the vaccines, and he refuses to lock down the destruction of what he did with the lockdowns. While promoting big businesses, forced masking as a mark of obedience and compliance, we told you not to wear a mask, in utter disregard for the education of our children as they were indoctrinated into the socialist, communist, welfare training state. We were all part of this great reset scheme to remake the world in the vision of Gates, Schwab, Soros, and the rest of the Davos billionaire satanic cult. I could really just get really angry right now. I'm trying not to do that, keep my blood pressure down, but my blood pressure is good. It's like, you know, 110 over 60. But the reality is, people don't understand the satanic influence of this, the Kabbalist influence of this, unless you listen to this show. They just don't get it. Goes on to say, these acts of vengeance against those with differing political, economic, and societal viewpoints, along with different medical viewpoints and not wanting to use vaccines, have intensified over the last several months as a sense of impending doom has shrouded the totalitarian, communist, woke, incompetent Biden administration, with the looming loss of both the House and Senate leading to gridlock, increasing conflict, and more desperate executive orders from the senile pedophile. I like the way this guy writes. The ramping up of grooming children at drag queen shows and encouraging children towards irreversible mutilation of their bodies, which is all part of the Kabbalist Luciferian practice of creating hermaphroditic human beings to be closer to their god, Ein Sof, which is what this is, guys, is beyond evil, can only be explained as a further attempt to destroy our society as part of the Great Reset and to bring us under a one-world satanic Luciferian dictate rule. The FBI raid on Biden's chief political adversary and likely opponent 24 over some documents requested by the National Archives is a red herring of the never-ending coup that is being done to the United States of America. And we need to understand who these people are. The continued support for the never-ending shots from hell is mind-boggling and idiotic that Trump is still doing that and should make anyone question his ability to succeed in a second term or Biden in a second term. Okay? Remember, he's better than Dementia Joe. Remember, this is Trump. But who is he really? We need to understand who he is and why they're doing this to us and why Donald Trump will not renounce the shots. Now, I'm changing a lot of this because I'm not agreeing with some of it, but most of it I agree with. I know the degradation of the intellectual, moral, and critical thinking skills of the American populace due to fluoride, due to aspartame, due to drugs, due to tricyclic antidepressants, due to all of these chemicals in the food supply, which was done intentionally, including decades of government indoctrination centers known as public schools, along with the relentless propaganda and misinformation spewed from the boob tubes and now smartphones, has reached critical mass with little hope for a reversal until the insouciant American either wake up or we have a full societal collapse. Well, that is where we are headed, because that is the course set in motion by those we trusted to lead this country, who are completely controlled through the Frankfurt School and the Communist Indoctrination Center, through Marx and all of his ideals, and through Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radical, in which they basically taught them how to overthrow a country by using Cloward Piven, by overwhelming social welfare systems. We are hurtling toward an abyss, and there's no way of voting ourselves out of it. The Uniparty basically agrees with 90% of the issues. That's both the Republicans and the Democrats, who are all tied together because they've been blackmailed in many cases by Jeffrey Epstein or Mossad or CIA or the FBI or who knows who else. And they've basically been caught on tape doing things they shouldn't ought to do with who knows what they're doing with either children or whores or drugs or alcohol or parties or orgies. We don't know. But this Uniparty agrees on 90% of the issues. They passed trillions in spending bills while jointly supporting never-ending wars and unaccountable central bankers who print fiat currency into infinity, who run the entire planet because they control the money flow through their satanic, Kabbalist, Luciferian money magic that they brought from Lucifer. Political parties have failed the people for rooting for our team is still used to keep us divided and unaware how badly we've been screwed over by these politician puppets doing the bidding of the globalist billionaire cabal who really run the show. Gosh, I like this guy. They are all set for Biden's satanic versus speech this past week. the Trojan horse president, didn't write that hateful war declaration against half the country. He didn't choose the location of Independence Hall. He didn't ask for the blood red and dark palette as his background, and he didn't station Marines in the background as a symbol of war. He didn't remember that he even talked about it the next day. He is a complete and controlled puppet. That's who he is. Now we can try to walk, he can try back to walk back this declaration of war, but his satanic hate manifesto will forever be burned into the minds of the 74 million Americans who voted for Trump and who are hardcore Republican patriots who love the United States of America and who love Jesus. That's who we need to realize who he is. But it was a dog whistle to the left wing, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and other, this is the speech, and it was a dog whistle to these guys and other violent hate groups that it is now open season on all Republican patriots, because like I said on yesterday's show, it has turned into the globalists versus the patriots in the United States of America. And guys, the only hope we have, and I'm going to tell you this over and over again, is we have to have hope in Jesus Christ. I prayed for you guys this morning. I love you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing to me. You mean the absolute world to me. But guys, we've got to rely on Jesus. You've got to talk to your pastors. This is we're running out of time. You got to contact your pastors, and you need to have a sit-down meeting, and you need to let them listen to this show today. Let them listen to it. Maybe you can get them off the diet sodas on top of everything else. Get your pastors to realize they have to address current events from the pulpit. They can't pretend like it's not happening anymore. We're sliding down the doggone slippery slope into hell in this country, and we're about to go into a civil war. And nobody wants that. None of us want that. No patriot that I know wants a civil war. Don't want it. Biden's trying to push it. The rhetoric from these MAGA rallies are trying to push it. Don't let them do that to you. We've got to stand firm with the blood of Jesus and with the power of the Holy Spirit and with God Almighty. Because when God's on your side, you're the majority. But human beings and Christians have to wake up to the power and the authority that we have through the cross, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we have to stand our ground with what the Word of God says is right and wrong. We have to have a moral absolute in this country, or we simply slide down the slippery slope of hell. Gosh, give me preaching this morning. Guys, I love you. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Well, that's exactly right. There has to be a balance, because what we've seen now is the detrimental effect, especially on the younger generation, where you remove the biblical laws, ethical laws, laws of nature. You start telling little children, they're 6, 7 years old, hey, if you want to have gender mutilation surgery, that's totally fine. When you start doing this to society, it just ruins everything. And that speech that Biden did the other day, you're absolutely right. I mean, it was a dog whistle to everybody. I saw so many articles and so many things pop up with all these hardcore left. It basically told them, it gave them a green light that anybody that goes against what they say is essentially a racist neo-Nazi terrorist of the country, and that they can come after us now. And I think you're right. One thing about it is I think the fluoride has been a huge factor. It definitely has. You know, there's a research study that we have on the website and multiple articles we have that go into detail of fluoride and what it does. Why I've never used fluoride in the water, in the toothpaste, in the mouthwash, at the dentist. I never use it. It's a neurotoxin. It's from aluminum phosphate production. It's a toxin. It was never designed to be used for teeth health. It was complete and total botched research study, and the research found that after World War II, fluoride was being used in the water supply of the concentration camps. They decided to add it in the water supply here a few years later. It wasn't difficult to figure out. You can do the research on your own, and it makes you completely docile. It makes you not function as well. You can't focus as good. You can't think as well. You can't remember things as well. That's what fluoride does. 100%, that's what it does to you. Do your own research on it. That's why I've laughed when I've talked to people that are in the dental field, and they go, you don't use fluoride? I said, no, and I don't ever get cavities, period. They said, well, what about your teeth health? You know, what about this? I said, isn't it funny they tell you to use fluoride for your teeth health, but if you use too much fluoride, it causes what's called dental fluorosis and causes your teeth to be brittle and literally fall out? Well, that seems kind of odd for something that's supposed to be so healthy and so effective for you. If you use a little too much of it, your teeth start falling apart. I'm just going to take a hard pass on that and make sure I eat properly and get the right nutrients and brush my teeth every day and use clean mouthwash and toothpaste. There you go. There you have it. And, you know, Dad said something else a second ago, and he's exactly right. And we did see this really, really come to fruition during COVID, was the vaccines being used to pit people against the unvaxxed and the vaxxed. I talked about it briefly earlier, but, you know, I've thought about it because I've had so many people email me, and I've had friends text me, and I've had friends contact me, and a buddy of mine who had a whose wife was a nurse, and she was fighting it constantly, and I helped so many people fill out the forms, and I knew another nurse that I talked to the other day, and she had gotten it approved already, already done, already ready to go, transferred in to another spot of the hospital, and they were saying, well, if you go to this area or this section, they may not let you do that if you don't have the shot, even though she already had a religious exemption. That's why I've tried to help so many people fill those out. I told people repeatedly, fill out religious exemption. I have an opposition to this. I have a religious opposition to getting this shot. There's something that they had ready to go that people could use, and they were still trying to fight it. They were still trying to not allow it go through, and there were a lot of people that got fired, and now they're suing over it. You have to push back when you know something is wrong. When you don't agree with it, you can't just step back and say, well, I don't go along with this. I don't agree with it. I don't like it, but I'm just going to do it anyways because it's the popular thing to do right now, and I don't want to have any blowback from it. It doesn't work that way, guys. America wasn't built like that. America was built on strength and courage and honor. Standing up and saying, nah, I'm not agreeing with this, guys. I'm not going to go along with this. This is going to be a hard no for me, bud. Where are we going to go from here? I don't know. Let's figure it out, but I'm not going this route. And that's what people have to start doing again, because I'm telling you, so many people complied with the shot, and so many people didn't. I was so proud of a lot of people, like I said, especially in the medical field. They were fighting it, and they're still fighting it. And I continue to push back on it as much as you can, because it is not going to stop as long as people keep taking this and keep complying with it. So again, thank you for getting the truth out there. If you need anything, be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. The product of the week, the potassium iodide, on sale right now. Be sure to vote for what you want to see win tomorrow. We have a lot of different products going on. It looks like the joint rebuilding formula and the ultra omega fish oil, they're neck and neck, like two votes apart on there. So figure out which one you guys want to see win and vote for it on the front page of the website, and it'll go on sale tomorrow and you guys can check it out. And I got a lot of different things that are going to get updated this week on the website, so stay in touch. Be sure to check out the website at Health Masters. If you need anything, feel free to give us a call as well, 1-800-726-1834. We actually still pick up our phone, unlike a lot of other companies that are on the market where you got to leave them a voicemail to have them call you back, or basically sit on hold for an hour and a half, or simply nobody picks up. Nobody's available to take your call right now. Thank you. Click. Calls back at another time when we feel like taking your call. That's not here at Health Masters. We're here to help you out the best we can. And be sure to check out that email that Dad gave you guys earlier if you guys want to contact him with any questions. And like he said, please make sure if you are going to contact him, you're not just sending him a bunch of just nonsensical stuff. He's going to be doing it a lot. He's going to get a lot of emails. AskDrTed@yahoo.com. AskDrTedD@yahoo.com. So be sure to check it out. HealthMasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.